Hillary Clinton doesn't think people understand what is at stake in this election. By Hannah Blow on November 2, 2022. Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton does not think Americans truly understand what is at stake in the upcoming midterm election, as the political world anticipates a red wave. Clinton questioned the intelligence of Americans who do not ascribe to her political party yet again during an appearance on MSNBC's The Read Out. Host Joy Reid asked Clinton if people truly understand that a Republican takeover of the House would mean that Republican personalities they do not like, such as Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, or Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, could get a gavel and serve on committees, perhaps committees dealing with national security. With all of the noise that we got in this election season, I don't think people are able to really grasp that, Clinton began, before further questioning the intelligence of the American voter. But more importantly, I'm not sure they really understand the threats to their way of life. They may think that whoever is chairing a committee is, you know, kind of abstract, she said, contending Medicare and Social Security would be at risk under GOP leadership. We need sensible people to come together to try to solve. The last thing we need is to make life even harder for the vast majority of Americans, because it's not just seniors who would have Medicare and Social Security on the chopping block. It would be their children and their grandchildren who would have to step in to fill the hole that would be left by this reckless behaviors, ideological action that the Republicans are promising to take, Clinton said, pointing to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade as an example of supposedly dangerous actions achieved by the GOP. They told us for 50 years they were going to get rid of Roe v. Wade, and turn abortion over to the states where state legislators, local political officials could decide what your health care would be. Why wouldn't you believe them that they are going to go after Social Security and Medicare? She asked, bizarrely comparing the issues. I take them at their word. You've got everybody you know, wondering whether it's true. But listen to them and watch what they have done and what they say they're going to do, Clinton said. Watch. Clinton is no stranger to insulting the intelligence of Americans who disagree with her, famously placing Trump supporters in what she described as a basket of deplorables during the 2016 election, which she lost to former President Donald Trump. Democrats are getting desperate in the final stretch of the race, as all signs of a red wave remain on the horizon. The former Secretary of State is among big-name Democrats being recruited to New York, of all places, as a last-ditch effort to drag vulnerable Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY, across the finish line.